Our next guest is on the line. Today I'm chatting to Arthur Goldstuck, award-winning writer, analyst, and technology commentator. We're going to be talking about an article which appeared in IOL today. It's all about Elon Musk. It starts, the headline is this: From Pretoria to 1 Trillion, How Elon Musk Built the World's Biggest Fortune. What a discussion that is going to be. Arthur, thanks for being with me on Chai FM.
Hi, Simon. Good to be chatting with you.
So, Arthur, I mean, of all places to start a story in Pretoria, and it ends with a guy being almost in charge of a $1 trillion fortune. What is it that makes South Africans so unbelievably fascinated and divided about this guy's story?
You'd be surprised how many good stories start in Pretoria, but this is probably as this is probably okay. As big as they get.
Are you pulling my leg or are you being for real?
No, seriously. Seriously. Right. Some of the country's greatest urban legends started there.
Really? Okay, I'll take your word for it.
And and some great rugby stories started there as well. But what really fascinates South Africans is fairly obvious, that they see him as a local success story and a global phenomenon. But depending who you speak to, they're either very proud to claim him or very disgusted at the fact that he is associated with their country. But it wasn't always that way. I often spoke to your colleague Howard Feldman in the days when Elon was first making a big name for himself and covering himself in glory, as opposed to the infamy you often see associated with him these days. And the fact that he came from South Africa, that he went to school here, he wasn't just born here and disappeared as a baby, is hugely significant to South Africans. The fact that he developed his passion for engineering through reading science fiction as a child, and the fact that he sold his first video game when he was still a child in South Africa, essentially tells us that he was shaped by this environment. So the fact that someone shaped by South African society, history, and the environment has become potentially the wealthiest person in history is, of course, resonating with many South Africans.
You know, I remember trying to read his biography and I really struggled. In fact, I stopped halfway. I've forgotten who wrote it, whether it was authorized or unauthorized at the time, but I remember feeling, gosh, it's difficult to connect with this guy. And if you're reading a biography, something's got to take you through the plethora of pages that lie ahead. And it just, I didn't like the guy enough to finish it. I mean, I don't know what that says about me, but it's just interesting that was my gut. Anyway, I'm not going to ask you to respond to that because that's not fair. I am going to ask you to.
I'm happy to.
Go for it. Go for it. Yes. What did you think?
No, I felt the same way. And I felt the same, in fact, when I read the Steve Jobs biography by Walter Isaacson, also a massive tome. And I never got through it because I found myself disliking the guy much. And exactly the same applies to Elon.
Yeah.
How unfair that someone who is often such, I won't say vile human being, I'll probably get sued for that, but someone who is such a thoroughly unpleasant person can be blessed with such talent and wealth.
You've got to separate the genius from the personality, I guess, and yet I suppose the psychologists will help us understand to what extent they are linked. I did find that whole issue of the bullying in Pretoria really pretty fascinating and always wondered to what extent that gives one the drive or, you know, makes one into what one is. But that's beyond my pay grade too. I want to talk to you about his early years. PayPal, XCOM, Zip2. Did you see the seeds of his brilliance at that point, or was it a case of being in the right place at the right time?
I think we did see the seeds of his brilliance, and we did see the seeds of several South Africans' brilliance. And you may know that one of his backers in his early initiatives was Roelof Botha, the son of Pik Botha, who became one of the world's leading venture capital figures, and not just as a personality, but also as someone who got deeply involved in the world of high-tech VC. He headed up Sequoia Capital, which was one of the early backers of a lot of the big tech companies and one of the most successful venture capital companies in the world. And it's almost a shame that he doesn't get a lot of the kind of credit that Musk gets, but that's partly because he's more of a background figure. He's not there to boast to the world how wealthy he is, how powerful he is, and the like. He's probably right up there with a lot of these tech billionaires, but you don't hear him taunting other billionaires that he has more money than them. And that tells you of a very different kind of South African and a very different kind of success of someone coming from this environment.
The article goes on to say that SpaceX alone could push Musk into trillionaire territory. I mean, I say that word and it just doesn't roll off the tongue properly. Trillionaire. Wouldn't even know how to write that number. But anyway, from your vantage point, somebody who really understands the tech aspect of what we're talking about here, what is it about SpaceX business model that the market values so unbelievably aggressively?
Well, SpaceX is really only the wrapper around a far broader business. And investors see that. They see it as not a rocket business, but a launch business. And the pun is intended.
I'm not following that. You need to explain that to me. I'm lost.
So SpaceX is positioned as a rocket company. Among the things that it launches into space is a global satellite network, Starlink,
yes,
which is phenomenally successful. It's the only truly profitable segment of what Elon Musk does. It's probably going to become more and more profitable. It's proving to be a very viable business model and very robust. We saw Amazon, for example, trying to compete with SpaceX. They've got something called Project Kuiper, which is also a satellite network providing a low-cost global reach of internet connectivity. But the last rocket that they launched in order to launch dozens of new satellites into space exploded on the launch pad. And the launch pad itself was destroyed, which set them back a year, where Starlink just keeps putting satellites into space. So Starlink is way ahead of any competitor in this space, and it'll just keep growing its revenues and profits as a result of that. And that's partly what makes SpaceX viable before it makes any money, although the government contracts it gets in the United States is key to its success as well. So these are two elements. A third element is the AI business, the Grok business, and the associated AI platforms that go with it. And it is making a massive loss at the moment. So all in all, you see it as a business that's driven by Tesla, given profits by Starlink,
yes,
and given a connection to the current craze around AI by Grok and XAI, and all of that wrapped in under the SpaceX brand. It's almost a halo effect that SpaceX then gets, despite being a loss-making company, as being the holding entity for all these incredibly visionary ventures.
Wow.
One thing that Elon Musk is brilliant at is convincing investors to throw more money at him. And it's because he's not shy to speak big numbers. And investors want to hear big numbers. They want to be persuaded. Investors generally are very gullible. And I'm talking about all over the world in all sectors. You have those very practical, very down-to-earth investment communities like the one around Berkshire Hathaway, which is solid and is proven by time, whereas this is just throwing hype at the market and seeing who falls for it. And at the moment, we are looking at the public offering for SpaceX being oversubscribed probably twofold, which means that they're going to get their valuation of $1.72 trillion. It means that Musk will, on paper, be a trillionaire. And that's what he wants. He wants to be the richest person in the world. It's almost impossible to spend that kind of money. So the purpose of that wealth, from his point of view, is the boasting rights.
So that brings me on to the next question, which deals with his compensation package, because apparently Tesla shareholders have approved a massive compensation package, potentially up to worth nearly $1 trillion. I mean, what do we do with a compensation package like that? Is that just unacceptable, or is it visionary?
I don't think there's anything visionary about browbeating your remuneration committee into approving that kind of
Is that how it
reward. But
happened? That's interesting.
he has his supporters. They see it as rewarding him for creating massive shareholder value. But it's very easy then also to see it as a sign that executive compensation and market valuation are completely detached from reality, or what scientists might call traditional measures of performance.
Final question this afternoon. The article makes the point that he kept on reinvesting. He never cashed out. He never walked away. Is that the real secret behind how he built this compounding fortune over 30 years?
There is a germ of truth to that, but the person to look to for understanding the significance of that kind of strategy is Warren Buffett, who, with Berkshire Hathaway over the years, stressed the strategy of investing for the long term. You don't invest and then take profits the moment the profits appear. By investing for the long term, he has created massive wealth for thousands of investors, whereas Musk is creating massive wealth for himself and a few investors. Granted, all of those who were given initial shares in SpaceX are smiling all the way to the bank next week. But the truth is that that is a time-honored strategy of investing for the long term. But with Musk, it's simply holding control over all of his properties rather than seeing it as a long-term investment.
Arthur Goldstuck, thank you so much for chatting to me this afternoon. You've definitely made all my listeners in Pretoria very, very happy this afternoon. But thanks for